The Education Report. Charles LeBeau is a public speaking professor and consultant. Currently, he teaches at two universities in Japan and at the Toshiba International Training Center.
English is the language of many international conferences. Sometimes a speaker might use a kind of world English that audience members do not understand. This can be true even for listeners who are native speakers of English. For this reason, Professor Charles LeBeau says the visual message is important. It can help carry the message when the presenter's words are hard to understand.
The visual message becomes a very central part of the communication process because everyone can understand a graph. Everyone can understand a flow chart. Everyone can see the words on the slide.
When you prepare a presentation, you might want to show how much you know about a subject. Listeners more likely want to understand the main point of your presentation. How do you organize your talk to get that point across?
They're not thinking clearly about what is the key point in my presentation.
For presentations in English, the best time to make that point is at the beginning. Speakers should make a plan to present their ideas in the order that is common in English rhetoric. Professor LeBeau says he often sees the engineers he works with give a lot of technical information in their speeches. They want to tell everything they know, but the audience may have trouble understanding which information is related to the speaker's main point.
In an English language presentation, what we try and do is make it more linear. And by that, I mean it's more of a story. We use data and we use evidence, we use numbers, but only to help us tell the story more clearly.
Professor LeBeau gives these five tips for academic presentations, such as those given at professional conferences. 1. Understand the difference between a title and a topic. A topic is general, but a title is more specific. Make sure the title explains the benefit of your subject. 2. Provide an image for those who are not experts in your subject. Explain how your research relates to other fields. 3. Work on transitions, linking words or phrases as you go from image to image. These should make the connections between your ideas clear. 4. Look at each image from the audience's point of view. What questions might they have about each image? Prepare an extra image that would help explain the most difficult question you expect. 5. Rehearse your presentation with a timing device. At most conferences, there is a time limit. It is disrespectful to take more than your share of the time. Cut your presentation to fit the time you are permitted. Using these tips for improving your presentations in English should help make the process easier. I'm Jill Robbins.